Welcome to the Tripod, where we break down the NFL every week, give you best bets and reasons why. Now, for those watching the video today, you're going to get a bit of a treat, which is you're not going to see the video of me at all. It'll be all graphics. Been under the weather, to say the least, pretty much bringing you this pod from my deathbed. But I've done all my handicapping work. I still want to share my thoughts, even though I'm in the COVID protocol here. I've got a bit to say, firstly, on last week's games, and then I've got a best bet on each of the conference title games. So let's crack on. Last week, 2-1 on the three best bets, brings us to 71-56 for the season, which is 56%. Now let's look at last week's games, four games in the divisional round. The Packers beat the Rams 32-18. I thought this was a fair reflection of the game. Aaron Donald was limited for the Rams, and that they really never had much of a chance. Goff played and couldn't do a lot. Packers advanced pretty easily. The Bills beat the Ravens 17-3, so I did have the Packers minus 6.5 in that last game, and I had the Bills minus 2.5 in this game. So I went 2-0 on the first two games. 17-3, the game was actually a lot closer than that final score, and funnily enough, this was Josh Allen's statistically worst game of the whole season. So when you're laying points with a team and their quarterback plays his worst game of the year, you're quite fortunate to cover. But the key play of the game, 101-yard intercept return touchdown off Lamar in the third quarter. And then Lamar got injured on the very next drive. That was game over. It was also played in very strong wind, which played havoc for any deep passing and field goals, which also contributed to the very low score there as the Bills got through. Next game, funny, it's the Chiefs who beat the Browns 22-17. Funny because this was the highest spread of the round, expected to be the widest margin, and it ended up yielding the closest margin of victory. The Chiefs were in control. The Browns had shot themselves in the foot. The Browns fumbled a touchdown through the end zone. The Browns were down like 16, but then Mahomes got a concussion sneaking on a third down. He was out for the rest of the game. The Browns pulled it back within five, had the ball. I was sweating with my Chiefs Super Bowl ticket. At that point, the multi was still alive, had the Chiefs straight up. Chiefs defense held, and then they were able to get some first downs with the ball, with the backup Chad Henne, and hung on. And they really were just clinging for dear life to win that game by five. And then finally, and my one losing bet of the round and also cost the multi, it was the Buccaneers 30 beating the Saints 20. If I look at it objectively, I'll say the Bucs deserve to cover that game, so I'll cop the loss, but it was a lot closer than a double-digit win. The Saints had a 7-point lead in the third quarter before their third turnover, and three straight Saints turnovers were short fields for Tampa Bay, and they turned them into three touchdowns. So that's 21-0 of points off turnovers to the Buccaneers, and there was even a late fourth turnover by the Saints that sealed the result. Yes, I bet against Tom Brady, but if you watched that game, the Buccaneers won that game with their defense and their run game. Actually, Brady didn't have to do a great deal. All right, let's look at the two conference title games. As I said, I've got a best bet, and I'll tell you right now, I like the home favorites in both. And I just want to touch on this betting on a lot of favorites, because last week, all three of my best bets were on the home favorites. And we've done the pod for 6 years. This is the seventh year. Obviously, NRL, lots of seasons at NFL as well. And there's no question, we've definitely backed a lot more underdogs getting the points than we've ever laid the points with favorites. But I just want to admit that this season, I feel like I've been drawn to a lot of favorites. And look, 56% on the year, it's not like the most successful season we've ever had. I'm not saying I'm onto something and I'm definitely right. But it gets harder to win every year. And I just feel like as the marketplace gets more sophisticated, you don't get as many inflated lines as you used to. People know that there's too much value in teams when the point spread gets inflated. Therefore, when I find an edge on a favorite, I don't feel like I'm paying a premium to lay the points if I like a favorite in a spot. So that's why I've been comfortable laying the points. The other big factor here, which I'll touch on because it applies to both games, two other big factors actually. One is home ground. People are underrating home ground because it didn't mean a lot through the season. Some of the crowds were empty, but Green Bay and Kansas City both get to play in front of some fans. They both played at home last week, and obviously just being their home venue, you got that familiarity. It's also even the ground surfaces are different from venue to venue, so there is an edge there. And the last one is something I've barely heard anybody discuss this week. Only one team in each conference got a bye in the playoffs, and that was Green Bay and Kansas City. They didn't play in wildcard weekend. They had the weekend off. I feel like such a huge advantage in a physical sport. Yeah, you can read the injury report, but every team has injuries, varying degrees, built up fatigue. And when they changed the playoff format, we all knew this would be a huge deal, giving one team a bye. And now I feel like because it was 2 weeks ago, everyone's kind of dismissed the fact that two teams have a bye. If anything, I think there's a bias to the two underdogs this weekend because everyone's watched them win twice the last 2 weeks. So on that note, Tampa Bay are 3.5-point underdog at Green Bay, and the total is 51.5. My best bet is the Packers -3 at $1.80 on Unibet. Equivalent value, you could play -3.5 at $2. So there's a 20 cents gap there, but that's how key that half point is. So if you can jump on Unibet, is the more likely, less likely to lose, obviously, or you can get better odds at 3.5. But being a key number, my best bet is laying the last available -3. Look, Aaron Rodgers, it looks as good as ever. I can't say the same for Brady, as he is the GOAT, but he's not at his absolute peak, obviously, in his whatever it is, like 22nd season. Both teams, I believe, are underrated defensively. So I think that when you've got really stout defense, then having that quarterback edge could be the game right there. I mentioned last week that the scoreline did flatter Tampa, whereas I feel like the Packers deserve to win by their scoreline. I give maximum respect to Brady for him to move to the NFC and make it straight to the conference title game. He has all the experience in the world. But on the note of experience, Green Bay are the team that made this game last year. Their whole team, you know, basically played in this game last year and they got smoked. They'll take something out of that, whereas Tampa hasn't even made the playoffs for like 13 years. So in summary, rest, home field, quarterback advantage, and that includes the connection with Devontae Adams, who's the best wide receiver in the league, in my opinion, and experience. That's why I like Green Bay -3. I lean to the under due to the defenses of both sides, I think, being underrated, and both teams are strongly committed to the run game. Let's move to the Bills at the Chiefs, and my best bet, and sorry, the Chiefs are -3, and the total is 54, and my best bet is Chiefs -3, $1.86 on TopSport. Just this morning I've read, and I've been following the news, Mahomes is out of concussion protocol. As far as I'm concerned, he's 100% in for the game now. Let's also note, he is carrying a toe injury. I still expect a huge game out of Pat Mahomes. It's such an important game to make the Super Bowl, especially being the defending champs. Like, just this is his third full season starting, and it seems obvious for me to say he's gonna be all in and have a huge game. But if you watch the Chiefs play this season, I really felt like they held back somewhat. You know, there's certain plays where he doesn't have to keep it alive and risk taking unnecessary hits. He doesn't have to scamper and take the hits. But in a high leverage game, I think he will be willing to do that, even if he is a little bit banged up. And this offense is just so unstoppable. Like Tyreek Hill, Travis Kelce. Now, the Bills have a solid defense with a lot of speed. Maybe they can combat that, but you've got the play-calling genius of Andy Reid. It just puts them over the top for me. On the other side of the ball, I've got no doubt Josh Allen will throw it all over the yard. They are aggressive, which is a good thing for them. They will barely try and run the ball. They're just going to pass all day. I don't know if the Chiefs will stop them a great deal. The Chiefs' defense can make the odd play, but it's not the stoutest unit. But overall, it's kind of the same handicap that I have for the last game. I'm backing a team that's got the better quarterback. They've got they've got two really deadly wide receivers, if I count Kelce as a pass-catching tight end. Compared to Diggs, who's obviously had an amazing season. You've got the home field advantage for KC. You've got that rest advantage they didn't play 2 weeks ago. Obviously experience. 2 years ago, lost in the AFC title game. Last year, obviously ran all the way through and won the Super Bowl. And similar with the Bucks, I think the Bills were flattered by how much they won last week. While I think they deserved to win, they didn't deserve to win by 14 necessarily. And in this game, I'll lean to the over. I don't have a best bet, but both teams have running back injuries and they love to throw the ball a bit more often. It's just a risk when you play overs in the cold weather and then if the wind picks up, as we saw last week. So I'm not playing it as a best bet, but I definitely do predict that the AFC title game, being Chiefs-Bills, will be higher scoring than the NFC title game, which is Bucks-Packers. And that is my Wide World Bet of the Week that I gave out on Wide World of Punting, my kind of novelty bet that I choose in a big event coming up for that given week, and give out a best bet on Top Sport. And look, I'll be honest, 6-week losing streak on that one, ROI just a tick over 100%, so basically treading water. But my bet is $2.25 that we get the NFC game lower scoring than the AFC game. So Chiefs Bills to have more points. You can have up to $200 on that. I really believe it's going to happen more than 50% of the time. So $2.25 is a very attractive price. So that's why I like it, and jump on if you agree. If you want to join TopSport, they do sponsor me to keep the pod going. Use the promo code TRYPOD, TRYPOD. On top of that, like, as well as the way I see the games trending, the Chiefs-Bills total is 2.5 point higher. So the marketplace predicts that to be a slightly higher scoring game. So I don't even need to be totally right. Both games could go under. Both games could go over. We could still win this one. And lastly, good luck to everyone who's jumped on the Chiefs at $8.50 to win the Super Bowl, which I gave out months ago before the season even kicked off. And I know several of you guys are on for massive paydays, and I've had a few questions about, oh, should I hedge? How do I hedge it? Look, because I've said I like the Chiefs this week, personally, I don't advise hedging. I say ride it. I think they get past the Bills. Of course, it's up to you, and you're at the point in time where you stand to make a profit no matter what you do if you choose to hedge. But I would say, you know, another way to hedge is essentially if you usually take the best bets, but you've got the Chiefs at $8.50 to win the Super Bowl, you could just sit out this week's best bet. You don't need to risk more money on the Chiefs because you already effectively have money riding on them. So I wouldn't be actively betting on the Bills this week because I don't think it's value, but everyone's got their own circumstances, especially if it's a life-changing or massive payday you've got coming. You might put a little bit on the Bills, and maybe you back the Bills +3 or even Jag 3.5, and the Chiefs might advance and your Super Bowl ticket stays alive and you make a bit of money on the side. So look, my official advice, don't hedge. Let that sucker ride. I predict a Super Bowl matchup of Chiefs-Packers, which would be absolutely epic. As always, enjoy the games, guys, and gamble responsibly. Legal.